Hey, welcome in. I'm Mia.
And I'm Leo.
This is After Work Tea Talk, a tiny English listening podcast for people who have a job, a life, and absolutely no energy left for flashcards.
20 minutes a day, 20 minutes of English. Drink something warm and just listen.
No grammar drills, no vocabulary lists. Just two people after work talking.
Today's topic, do we actually like the things we think we like, or are we just pretending?
Let's get into it. Someone said something to me yesterday, and I haven't been able to stop thinking about it.
Oh, what did they say?
A friend of mine, she said, I don't actually like cold brew. I've been ordering it for a year because I thought I was supposed to, and I just... I laughed because I've done the exact same thing.
Wait, you've been ordering cold brew for a year and you don't like it?
I do like it. Or I thought I did. See, that's the thing. Last summer, every coffee shop in my neighborhood had cold brew on the menu. Everyone at work was ordering it. My coworker Sarah came back from the coffee run one day with a cup and said, oh, cold brew is so smooth, it's not bitter at all, you should try it. So, I did. I went to the shop around the corner on a Tuesday morning, it was already 30 degrees, and the girl at the counter said, perfect day for a cold brew. I nodded, yeah, perfect. First sip, I thought, interesting. Not wow, delicious. Just interesting. And a little bitter. Actually, more than a little bitter.
So why did you keep ordering it? Why not just say, this isn't for me and move on?
Because I thought I was supposed to learn to like it. Like, it's an acquired taste, right? You have to train your palate. The coffee people say things like, give it a few tries, your taste buds will adjust. So I told myself, give it a fair chance. I ordered it again the next week. Same thing. Then again the week after. I ordered cold brew maybe 20 times over the year. Every time I took a sip and I thought, okay, maybe this time something will click. But it never happened.
That's actually really relatable.
Right? And there's a specific moment I remember. It was a Thursday afternoon in September. I was at my desk holding a cup of cold brew and I took a sip. And I thought, out loud, actually. Why am I drinking this? Sarah heard me and laughed. She said, you keep ordering that and you keep making that face. I didn't even know I was making a face.
What kind of face?
Huh. You know when you take a medicine you don't like? That tiny wince? That was my face every single time. And everyone could see it except me.
That's both sad and funny.
Huh, it is. And then yesterday, my friend said that thing, I don't actually like cold brew. I've been ordering it for a year. And I realized I wasn't ordering it because I liked it. I was ordering it because I wanted to be the kind of person who likes cold brew. Does that make sense?
It makes perfect sense. You wanted to be the person at the coffee shop who knows what they're doing. The one who says, I'll have a cold brew, please, without hesitation. The one who doesn't stare at the menu for 3 minutes.
Exactly. I wanted to be that person. Smooth, confident. The kind of person who has their coffee order figured out. Not the person who stands there going, I'll just have a latte. Actually, wait, do you have oat milk?
But instead, you spent a whole year drinking something you didn't enjoy and making a wince face every time.
Huh, I did. And here's the worst part. I knew I didn't like it. I knew it after the first sip, but I kept going because admitting it felt like failure. Like I tried and I failed to become a cold brew person. It sounds ridiculous when I say it out loud.
It's not ridiculous. It's just very human. We do this all the time.
My friend said it best. She said, Mia, you don't have to like it. It's just coffee. And I thought, wow, it's just coffee. I turned a cup of coffee into a whole identity project.
I think we all have our version of this, not just with coffee. I was going to say the same thing about your story until I realized I have my own version. For me, it's craft beer.
Craft beer? Really? You? The guy who drinks one beer and says that's enough for tonight?
Yes, that me. A few years ago, everyone was into craft beer. IPAs, stouts, sours, hazy IPAs. People would talk about notes of citrus and earthy finish and mouthfeel. I had no idea what any of that meant, but I thought, I should get into this. So I went to a craft beer bar downtown on a Saturday afternoon. The place had like 40 beers on tap. The guy behind the counter asked what I like. I said, something hoppy, because I heard that word before. He nodded and poured me an IPA. He said, good choice. This one has a hoppy aroma with a bitter finish. I took a sip. It tasted like, I don't know how to describe it, bitter. Just bitter, like someone put grass in water.
Grass water. That's exactly what it tasted like.
I'm not kidding. But I drank the whole glass because I paid $8 for it. $8 for a glass of bitter grass water. And I told myself the same thing you did. It's an acquired taste. Give it time. So I bought a six-pack from the store. Drank four over 2 weeks, gave the other two to my neighbor. Then I tried a different brand, a stout this time, because someone said stout is smoother. It was not smoother. It was like drinking cold coffee with a bad attitude.
Cold coffee with a bad attitude. I'm writing that down.
After maybe 6 months of trying different craft beers, I had a moment. I was standing in the grocery store beer aisle, looking at all these fancy labels, you know, the ones with hand-drawn illustrations and names like Hipster's Dilemma or Smoky Mountain Sunrise, and I realized I don't like any of these. I like regular beer. The cheap stuff, the one that comes in a plain can and just tastes like beer.
So what did you do?
I walked right past all of them. I went to the regular aisle and grabbed a six-pack of the most basic lager, the one that costs like $6. I went home, opened one, and it was perfect. It's what I actually wanted the whole time. I'd spent 6 months and probably $100 trying to like something I never liked.
That's such a good feeling though, isn't it? That moment when you stop trying and just have what you want.
It is. But here's the thing I realized later. It's not just about beer or coffee. We do this with so many things. Think about running. We tell ourselves we should enjoy running because everyone says it's good for us. So we buy the shoes, the good ones, $200. We download the app. We set a goal 3 times a week. And we go out there breathing hard, legs hurting, counting down the minutes until we can stop. And we hate every minute of it. But we keep doing it because we want to be a runner.
Oh, I've done that too. I had a runner phase. It lasted exactly 2 weeks.
Right. And after those 2 weeks, you probably felt guilty. Like, why can't I just stick with it? Everyone else can do it. But the truth is, maybe you just don't like running, and that's okay.
But it's hard to accept, isn't it? Because running is good for you. So if you don't like it, you feel like you're failing at being healthy.
Exactly. Or books. We buy books everyone says we should read. The ones that are life-changing and everyone must read this. And we read 10 pages and think, this is so boring. I don't care about any of these characters, but we keep going because we want to be well-read. We want to be the person who can say, oh yeah, that book changed my life.
Or podcasts. Wait, does this include our podcast? Are people out there pretending to like us?
I hope not, but let's be honest, probably someone is. And that's okay too. Not everything is for everyone.
That's actually really freeing to hear.
I think there's a deeper thing. We're not just pretending to like a drink. We're trying to become a version of ourselves that we think is better. The cold brew version, the craft beer version, the runner version. And when we don't become that version, we feel like we failed.
That's exactly it. We treat liking something as a skill. Like, try hard enough and you'll unlock the enjoyment. But liking something isn't a skill, it's just a feeling. You either like it or you don't.
And there's nothing wrong with not liking it.
Nothing at all, but it took me a year of cold brew to figure that out. Speaking of which, let's look at some words that came up in our conversation.
Yeah, these are really useful ones.
Number one, to pretend.
To pretend. Verb, to act like something is true when it's not. I pretended to like the cold brew because I wanted to seem cool. We pretend to fit in to avoid explaining ourselves. It's exhausting after a while.
Number two, to admit.
To admit, verb, to say something truthfully, especially something you've been hiding. After a year, I finally admitted that I don't like cold brew. The moment you admit it, you feel lighter. That's the magic of it.
That word, admit, it sounds like you're confessing to a crime. Like, I admit I don't like cold brew. Please don't arrest me.
It does, but that's exactly why we avoid it. We don't want to admit something that feels like a failure.
Number 3, guilty pleasure.
Guilty pleasure. Noun, something you enjoy but feel embarrassed about because it's not fancy. My guilty pleasure is cheap beer. I know it's not craft, but I genuinely love it. Everyone has one. It's nothing to be guilty about.
Number 4, to be supposed to.
To be supposed to. Phrase, we use it to talk about what people expect. I'm supposed to like cold brew because everyone at work drinks it. This phrase carries a lot of pressure. It's all about what others think we should do.
I think supposed to is one of the most exhausting phrases in English. It's always about someone else's expectation.
Exactly. You're supposed to have a hobby. You're supposed to be good at it. You're supposed to enjoy it. That's a lot of supposed to's.
Number 5, acquired taste.
Acquired taste. Noun. Something you learn to like over time with repeated exposure. Cold brew is an acquired taste, or so they told me. I tried for a year and it never happened. The truth is, not everything is an acquired taste. Some things you just don't like.
Number 6, to quit.
To quit. Verb, to stop doing something completely. I quit pretending to like things I don't actually enjoy. Quit sounds negative, like giving up. But in this case, quitting is a positive thing. You're quitting something that was making you unhappy.
Number 7, permission.
Permission, noun, the freedom to do something without guilt. I gave myself permission to order a latte instead of cold brew. You don't need anyone else's permission. You can give it to yourself right now.
Number 8, relief.
Relief, noun, the good feeling when something difficult is finally over. When I ordered hot chocolate instead of cold brew, the relief was immediate. That feeling tells you you made the right choice.
Number 9, to switch.
To switch. Verb, to change from one thing to another. I switched from craft beer to regular beer, and I've never been happier. A small switch can change how your whole evening feels.
And number 10, honest.
Honest. Adjective. Truthful. Not pretending. It's more honest to say, I don't like this, than to pretend for a year. Being honest with yourself is the first step to actually enjoying your life.
10 words that all lead to the same idea. You're allowed to like what you like.
And you're allowed to not like what you don't like. All right, real talk.
Yeah?
Yesterday, we talked about how a simple emoji can be enough to keep a friendship alive. And today, we talked about pretending to like things. Is there a connection?
I think there is. Both are about the small things. Yesterday, it was about giving yourself permission to not talk all the time. Today, it's about giving yourself permission to not like something.
You don't have to like cold brew. You don't have to like running. You don't have to like any book everyone says is amazing.
And you don't need a good reason. I just don't like it is a complete sentence.
So what's our small thing? Our I can try this tomorrow?
Here's what I did. Yesterday, after my friend said that thing about cold brew, I went to a coffee shop. I looked at the menu. Cold brew was there looking at me. And I ordered a hot chocolate. A regular, simple, sweet hot chocolate.
How did it feel?
It felt like I finally stopped trying to be someone else. It was just me drinking what I actually wanted, and it was delicious.
So the small thing is, tomorrow, order the thing you actually want, not the thing you think you should want.
Exactly. It could be a drink. It could be a food. It could be saying, I don't actually like that show, when your friend asks. It's just one small, honest moment.
And if you don't know what you actually want,
then ask yourself, what would I order if no one was watching? That's your answer. All right, that's our show for today.
If you laughed, we did our job. If you felt seen, even better.
Thanks for spending your evening with us. See you after work.